Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Sports Shots Pod. I'm Isaiah, and I'm here with Kyle. How was that? How would you rate that out of a 10?
That is a... I'll give it a 9.2.
I'll take it. That's Hall of Fame type rating right there. Yeah. I think they'll probably star me on radio next week.
Yeah, well, that was the family, the family, I guess, upgrade, because it wouldn't be a discount. Mm.
True. Well, this is considered episode one, because last week was our episode zero. And just like how I mentioned last week, week zero, that there's no viewers watching college football week zero, we had no viewers watching episode zero, but that's okay. That's okay, because we're going to keep grinding. But on to episode one. What's in your cup?
I'm going to go ahead. I had to switch it up from last week. We went from, this is my go-to because we're getting towards wintertime. And there's two things that I drink in the wintertime. But this one right here, my friend, we're going to go with the gentleman's drink, Maker's Mark, and a little bit of Coke.
I think that's still one-ups me from last week from my Jack and Coke. Maker's Mark is good.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Did you know each bottle is hand-dipped?
Yes, it is.
That's crazy.
Yes, because we're getting towards wintertime. I need that fine taste. Yes.
You need that warm feeling.
Next to Tennessee.
Yeah, so it is coming into wintertime. But as you know, Texas doesn't really get a winter. We just get a slight breeze. But I'm actually not drinking liquor this week.
You disappoint me.
Cold beer.
You disappoint me.
I know, but it was just, I started already drinking the beer, and I said, like, let me stick to the beer. Let me play it safe. But I'm drinking some
cold. I always warmed up too, but sometimes I just say F it. I'm just going straight to it. I ain't wasting no time. So as the more sober I am, the harder it hits.
Exactly.
So, exactly. Isaiah, did you really have to lead me on thinking that I was about to run away with this week one win in fantasy? Like, I seriously thought, I mean, I was the one who called the cops on Tyreek, because, like, how the hell do you have him in all three leagues?
And I do.
This dude. I do. And, you know, fucking Jaguars defense held him down all the whole game. I checked back because, like, it was right around the time when the Texans game ended. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm leading. I checked back a couple minutes later, and you jumped me, and you're, like, over 20. And I'm like, WTF? And then I didn't even realize you had Joe Mixon, you lucky bastard.
Yeah. Yeah, so as I mentioned last week, I just drafted Tyreek Hill in all three of my leagues. I was top five pick or top four pick in all of them.
Next time, I'm setting the draft order.
And I was a little worried when I woke up to the news that he was he got cited. First, it said that he got detained, right? That they were holding him right outside of, was it a
Hard Rock?
Hard Rock?
Yeah, come on,
I was supposed to say Hard Life.
Come on, man. I'm going to be honest and speaking, and I'm going to make sure this is one of the rare times I go down this route. From the black perspective, when they say you detained, you going down usually. Like, don't use that shit, man. Come on, man. But thankfully, it was whatever the crap would happen. It's going to be a super bad PR disaster for the department. Kind of like what happened to Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
Oh man, what a screwjob and shit, man. Like, I don't know. It's whatever. It is what it is. Shit stays the same. So
exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But no, but you know, he was good. He made some comments afterwards about
it. Did you see the celebration?
Might get into. Yeah, I saw it. He put his hands on his back.
Oh man, but, yeah, I would have done Tyreek Hill. I would have done the same.
Tyreek Hill was kind of silent in the first half, and it comes second half, just bam, 80-yard TD out of nowhere. I got him the majority of his points, and and I had Joe Mixon as well.
I still got St. Brown going tonight, so
yeah, you You do. That's true. But I also had Joe Mixon, who put up some good numbers, who carried the ball like 26
shout times. Shout out Texans. So I appreciate that. First time in, what, the 23 years that I've been watching that dysfunctional franchise, they're finally giving me a reason to actually be excited. Like, and of course, all my teams, all my squads start winning after I leave the city.
We're all excited for week one football. This is the first Sunday where we could finally just sit back, have a drink, and just watch something that we've been waiting for a long time. But with good news, usually there's always bad news. Friday night, the Packers and the Eagles played, and Jordan Love went down. And reports are saying that he is out for 3 to 4 weeks, which is just a rib shot, a liver shot to the Packers offense. Because they have Malik Willis as a backup out of Liberty from Tennessee. And what's crazy about that is because Jaden Reed went off that game.
Yeah,
he put up some serious numbers. I have in front of me a list of the top players for fantasy this week, week one. Number two was Tyreek Hill with 26 points. This is a PPR score. And number one is Jaden Reed with 33.1.
Yeah. Thank God it's week one. I'd like to see who's going to be popping off in like week 10. Got to start looking for those sleepers. This is around the time of the, right at the start of the season, you know. Got to see who's out. Who has that kind of time? Like, that's kind of hard to do to manage, honestly. Don't you think? Like, is it more luck or is it really skill that wins these leagues?
In my honest opinion, I say it's like 70-30. 70% being skill. Or it could also honestly be flipped also. You just don't know.
You really don't know.
You just don't know because injuries, you know?
Yeah.
I think Jordan Love was drafted as a for sure a top 10 quarterback. And now look, I'm pretty sure he was multiple people's QB1.
Man, I don't get it. Okay. So basically all you have to do is catch fire for a couple weeks. And then all of a sudden you're top 10 in the league. And then you become the highest paid in the league. Is that where we're going? Is that where we're going with it? With the whole league? Because how many... Not to segue so quick, but like, I just feel like there's a lot of mid quarterbacks that we're kind of being a little too bullish on after really small sample sizes. Like, and not only that, you got these franchises just dishing out all this money for it. I mean, who got extensions? I mean, Daniel Jones. Don't you think the Giants regret that? It wasn't this year, but my goodness, that guy's trash. I mean, look, we can talk as pretty much like failed football players ourselves, so it's okay to point out the other failures.
Yeah, we're not even has-beens. We're never was.
Never was. You know?
We're not even touched that. Never. I don't even know what the NFL smells like. Right. You know, that's okay. How.
I'll take my 1 year red shirt and just run with it. So you got Lawrence getting a contract. You got Tua getting one. He's probably, numbers.
I'm going to interrupt you here because this is where I'm going to insert, you know, the cha-ching sound, the cashier opening sound, because I think you know who got a deal this morning.
I thought that was a hoax on social media. So that shit is true. I did not even bother reading into it.
Dak Prescott is the highest paid player in NFL history.
Why wasn't that breaking on my phone? Like, I have like so many damn alerts that should be popping off, and I didn't even get that shit. What's the money? Before you even go into it, what's the money?
Oh, are you sure you want to know?
I know it's that old Texas money and that old Jared money. Like, well, yeah, but go ahead and tell me.
Okay, so his contract. Are you ready?
Yes.
4 years. $240 million.
And the Bengals are paying Joe Burrow more. And he looked ass.
Are they?
They're paying him like $275 million, I think.
Oh, for like a total, yeah. But he's getting paid. He's the highest paid annually.
Is that? I guess that's all that matters, man. All right, whatever. I mean, what does it matter? It flip flops every year. I think at one point Kyler Murray had that title, and look at him now.
Yeah. And do you know how much of it is guaranteed?
240. I'm going to say 125.
231. Guaranteed.
I'm trying to understand that. While I'm burping at the same time, I'm holding it in. It's a little bit more maker than coke. I'll just tell you that. 231 guaranteed?
Over. This man has like a phone number as a contract.
I'm out. Then how much is CJ going to get?
Well, see, that's...
If we're just throwing a number out there, because I just feel like that's what's happening now in the league. Now, we're just throwing numbers to say these owners say, oh, well, you know what? Here, take this. Here, take this. Oh, you know he got that? Here, take this. You haven't won a playoff game yet. Here's 250.
I
mean,
I think if CJ Stroud goes four more years in playoffs, he makes all three more years in playoffs, stays away from every masseuse in Houston. I think he gets a $250 million contract
guaranteed.
As long as he follows those steps. As of this recording, it is just around kickoff of the Sunday night football game. We're gonna go over the MVPs for fantasy of these afternoon games, the early and late afternoon games.
I already know who number one
and
is.
For quarterback, we're gonna start off with the quarterback position. As of right now, before the primetime games, it's Josh Allen.
Oh yeah, hands down. Unfortunately, he has to do it all himself again.
Yeah, 4 TDs, 2 passing, 2 rushing. He did have a fumble early on. I have him in fantasy in one of my leagues. He had I want to say maybe 3 points at halftime, and then he just went off.
Yeah,
and just. Almost single-handedly just, you know, came back. Now, it was kind of his fault that they were down, but then it was also his fault.
He
came back.
He's the modern-day Brett Favre.
Wow.
Yeah. We're just going to have to live with the fact that he's going to throw a lot of picks. But with me saying that, Buffalo, that means, what does Brett Favre have for Green Bay? A Super Bowl. Y'all going to finally get one. So just better hope that he lives up to that.
They're there every year. The AFC East is practically theirs every year now.
No. We already know it's going to be the Swifties who's going to get it. So just moving on to the next MVP.
Yep. Hopefully, if he turns out like Brett Favre, hopefully he has better finances.
Anyway. Don't get me started. You already know what that does to me. If you want to go down that route, just all right. Moving on.
Going to the running backs, the MVP of the afternoon games. Well, I guess we won't consider afternoon games, but the games before the primetime games. Saquon Barkley, Friday night. 3 touchdowns, I believe.
Yes, not believe. Confirmed.
Confirmed. Carry the Eagles a little bit. I have one thing to say about the Eagles.
What's that?
I think the tush push is gone with Kelce gone.
Oh yeah, it's gone. And Jalen is probably actually happy for that.
just watching that game and watching the new center. I don't know who the new center is off the top of my head. It just didn't look the same. There's even some miscues on snapping as well at one point. But that's all I'll say. Tush push is no more when it was a huge thing last year.
I did not watch the game because I'm not paying extra for Peacock. NFL can kiss my ass on that. Moving on.
Yeah. I am unfortunately paying for Peacock just so I can watch one game a week. But anyway, moving on to receiver. This person also played Friday, and we also mentioned him prior, was Jaden Reed. And he's leading by far. by 10 points compared to the second place.
Is it AJ Brown?
No, sir. It's Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm stupid.
It's Tyreek Hill. AJ Brown almost made top five, though. But Jaden Reed, I think he had a receiving and a rushing touchdown. Over 130, 140 receiving yards. Mm-hmm. A good amount of rushing yards. But solid. We're moving on to the tight end MVPs. I'm gonna let you guess who you think the tight end MVP was.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be clueless because Kelce didn't do. I'm sorry. Taylor's boyfriend didn't do shit. And what else? Andrews didn't do shit. Schultz didn't do nothing. Njoku was shut down. I'm out of guesses.
So you were really close early on. It was Isaiah Likely.
Oh, yeah. Is he really a tight end? I thought he was just a really big receiver.
I think that's what he is. I mean, that's what I consider Kelce, too, at times. You know? Just a really big receiver. I don't see him a lot of times where his hands in the dirt, but that's another conversation for another day. But Isaiah Likely. Kicker defense, do we really care?
No.
Do we want
I didn't even draft one.
Yeah, it's true. We didn't draft a kicker.
I had to pick one up off waivers. I was like, shit, I forgot to get a damn kicker. I'm sorry. I'm kind of harsh on kickers because, like, all you do is fucking kick. And then nothing pisses me off. There's two things that pisses me off watching football. Missing chip shot field goals and offside penalties. And you kind of know what I'm referencing when I also say an offside penalty, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. But we'll keep that in between you and me. But we're going to take a quick break because I'm going to need another beer. I'll be right back.
All right, cool.
All righty. I'm going to just leave this in. That was kind of loud, actually.
That was nice.
Going back to the fantasy topic real quick. Are you panicking about any of your positions or any of your players?
Nah, I don't panic on week one. I wait it out.
I agree. There is, however, in my work league, my running backs are kind of weak.
Oh, no. No, but that's your problem. I should draft him. Draft better.
Says a guy that lost. So... Mm. I think you were the guy that also panicked and picked up a kicker, if I remember.
Hey, I needed to make sure I wasn't going to just leave points out there.
And you still lost.
Have you checked the...
I don't want to check. Listen, as of this recording, I'm winning.
Yeah, you are. You are. You are. Until you look at them projections.
So... Who do you have winning against the Rams and the Lions tonight for Sunday Night Football?
I go Lions. They'll show out. They got to make a statement.
What about the score?
What's the spread? What's over under?
Oh, come on.
All right. I'll give it 2017. I'll go with defensive slugfest. Both quarterbacks are shaky because they're mid anyway. I mean, they're okay, but I mean, this best that they got. I mean, if you're the Lions, if not golf, who?
Well, for my picks, I'm going to go with the Rams, but I have it at 34-28.
So you want an offensive show. All
right. Yeah, the Lions defense isn't great.
They
allowed a lot of pass yards.
Yeah, that's second.
Get out past yards. Kinda... Aaron Donald retired. He's not there to disrupt anymore.
Interior guards are celebrating.
Yeah. So I have the Rams 34-28. I think it's going to be a shootout.
I think the Rams without Aaron Donald is going to actually give up a 200-yard rusher this season.
They might.
And then he's going to come out of retirement.
I hope not.
Who you got tomorrow?
So tomorrow, I think it just, I mean, I'll go to the safe route. I'm going to say the 49ers.
You're If you're a Jets fan, I say, all right, here we go with this shit again.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. How do you be a Jets fan?
You don't like the Giants? Going back, I think the 49ers are just going to take it. Yes, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is back. If he lasts a quarter, he re-improved from last season. But I don't see the Jets win. If the Jets win, it's because they only allowed the 49ers 10 points.
I'm counting on that because I got them starting on defense.
Yeah, I think there's. I understand it's Aaron Rodgers, but I don't see I don't see the Jets offense playing better than the 49ers offense. I think the Jets are going to have to shut down the 49ers offense and give their offense good fuel.
And it will happen until position. The fourth quarter when McCaffrey finally pops off.
He might, man. That guy, if McCaffrey doesn't get hurt, he could be, you know, offense player of the year every year. Mm-hmm. Who do you have?
49ers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably a 17-10, something real low. That's fine. Just as long as the Jets get a few turnovers, that'll help.
A few sacks here and there.
Yep. So, all right. I guess we can go ahead and completely switch gears.
Yeah.
Is Judge going to get the Triple Crown?
So, he's leading in home runs, obviously. He's leading in RBIs, obviously. It's usually what happens when you lead in home runs. I think he's third in batting average.
You think?
I'm pretty sure.
It's Bobby Witt. He's third, and he ain't catching Witt. Witt's winning the batting title. He's 336. Judge is 321. We got less than 3 weeks left. He ain't catching it. So he ain't getting the triple. Yeah, he ain't getting the triple round.
It was close, though. It was close. I will give him that. But yeah. It's another hard fought almost.
It's probably gonna be another 40 years before we see it like it was when Cabrera did it.
Yeah, back in like 2010 or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. What's your before we switch off the batting average and just continue on. Because I read a lot about it. What do you think? What's your opinion on Luis Arias? Because there's a lot of hate and slide his way just because all he does is hit singles. But is that someone you still will want at the top of your lineup? Because if you ask me, I'd say yes. Because, I mean, if he ain't drawing walks, he better get hits, and he gets hits. I mean, there's roles for guys. Like,
correct.
I think the problem we're getting to, and I kind of hate this with the new age of, I don't know if it's the philosophy in baseball or it's just the new age baseball fans, young and old coming in. Like, not everything is going to be a home run. Like, and you see what happens to teams that does, like, the pure outcome perspective, where it's I'm pretty sure I said that term wrong, but it's about where you get just a home and that bat is going to end in either a home run, a walk, or a strikeout. And that's what's honestly is killing the game, because I like to see pure hitting. I like to see contact. I like to see action on the base path. Yes, the home run is nice. Yes, it helps. Yes, we need it. But I'm not expecting 1 through 9 to be just be freaking Barry Bonds. Like, that ain't happening.
No, yeah. I mean, I totally agree. There's a reason why he's lead off, right? And there's a reason why there's lead off. There's a reason why there's cleanup. You know, there's reason for these positions in the lineup. If my lead off is hitting even over 290, that's a win.
That's a win until now. I guess I don't want to like eat my own words, but at the same time, I don't want my on base percentage to be at 300 if he's a 290 hitter. But the thing is that yeah, I will still take that also as a win. But you know, it doesn't have to be the pure outcome. Like, get on base somehow, some way, just get on base. If you don't hit the home run, get on base. Okay, not everyone is going to have Kyle Schwarber leading off.
Exactly. And I think where people get upset at Luis is maybe because he's a first baseman. He's a small first baseman.
Thought he played all Usually over the infield. He's probably just playing first base for the Padres right now because they got, I mean, all the others. What are you going to do? You gonna put Machado out at third? Who they got? Cronenworth at second? They gotta keep that bat in the lineup.
I agree. But usually, you know, your first baseman are these like stocky or heavy set dudes that could just sling it.
You want a Rowdy Tellez? Yep. That's what you want.
Rowdy Tellez, Pete Alonso, Josh Bell. You know what I'm saying? Now, but I mean, if he's hitting 315, then I don't care about his home runs.
Yeah, exactly. STFU, you know, he's doing fine.
Yeah. Now, if you had him clean up and he was hitting 315, but only four home runs, then I think I would have an issue with that, you know?
Then I'll fire, well, not fire the manager. You have to have a sit down and be like, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
But, I mean, exactly. All right, well, if he has four home runs, you better have like freaking 90 RBIs.
Exactly. Racking them in.
Exactly.
But another person we should be talking about that might break his own record again that he broke this year is Shohei. He's on his way to a 50-50 season.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty, that's been done before, right? I'm sure it is.
Nope.
Okay.
There's only been a few people that have ever done 40-40.
Yeah.
Now, let me check real quick. Let me fact check on myself. No one's ever been a 50-50 season.
Then yeah,
I know.
I'm ready to see it.
I think Acuna had a 40-70 season a couple years ago or a year ago.
That was just last year.
Yeah. He had a 40-70 season, but I don't think anyone's ever done a 50-50.
Nah.
And Shohei's literally like,
man, I can't think off the top
on the brink of it.
Yeah. So let's go ahead. The dude is he's a unicorn. Like, I mean, I'm not throwing shade at him. I'm gonna throw shade at the Dodgers, but you know, man, how can they afford it? I mean, where are does money grow on trees for them? Like, I mean, they're trying to form the Justice League or the Transformers or whatever the hell. Like, dude, man. Whatever.
Yeah.
Because right now he's, you know, really money grows on trees in that whole state, I guess.
It does, honestly. Because right now he's at 46-46.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, man. He'll probably get it before Wednesday.
He might, man.
Shit.
He really might. But what do you think is more impressive? Who do you think is more impressive right now? Shohei or Judge?
Shohei. Because when he comes back pitching.
Yeah. Now, if Shohei was pitching, hands down, Shohei. But let's just see him as batters. I know it's hard just to see Shohei as a batter. What he does.
If I'm going to figure it out and see how I'm going to compare the two, is Judge still in bases like Shohei? I don't think so.
I think when you hit a home run, I don't think you had to steal.
Yeah, with that foot injury he had the other year, he ain't doing too much running on the base paths. So,
nah, I know. Let me just check. I doubt it, but let me confirm it for you. Mr. Judge has 8 stolen bases.
My point exactly.
Yeah. Shohei's just only 5 home runs behind, but like almost 40 stolen bases ahead.
Well, then, so, then the argument is settled. Give me the all-around player. I'll take Shohei. Exactly. But imagine both of them in the lineup. Imagine Shohei, Judge, Soto. Nah. Let's not give the Yankee fans any hope.
Yeah. So, We'll go ahead and skip the playoff lookout for MLB because then we still got a couple weeks for that and we can talk about it later. But Are the White Sox the worst team that you've ever seen?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes. 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 I've been to a White Sox games a couple times through the years when I've been through Chicago. And, like, oh, man, that's... Yeah, that's they are literally the living version of that movie Major League. Like, I mean, it's it's terrible. Like, dude, I thought this was supposed to be the A's. Like, what the White
this was, yeah. Like,
what the White Sox doing? And look at the A's over here going out with a bang. I mean, they still suck, but they go out, but they're not trash juice. They're not sewage. They're not they're not what happened on the Dave Matthews bus over the Chicago River. People look it up. It's real. Yeah, that's how bad the White Sox are. And it's, oh man, it's like, I guess you got to say thank God for the Cubs. Like, the only thing I can say is that they suck, man. Because what else? Why? I mean, why waste any time on them? Because they're not even trying. They're not worth the time.
I actually have written down. So right now they're at 111 losses, right? The record for most losses in a season is 120.
Who did it?
I believe it was the Mets. But I could be wrong, because you know how there's sometimes that they bring up stats from the 1800s.
Oh, come on, I don't want those stats. And I actually believe they beat the Mets, because they always met.
The Mets lost 120 games in 1962.
Yeah, that was expansion year, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so. But then it goes back to 1899. The Cleveland Spiders lost 134. But, I mean, I'm not going to count that. But my point is that there's 18 games left for the White Sox. There's only nine games.
I say they win no more than three. I think they've already melded in.
So you're saying the White Sox make history?
I want to see it.
I'm gonna, once they hit 120, I'm gonna watch every game of the White Sox.
I'll probably watch them more than the Astros. Shit, no one else is. I mean, hell, give them some viewerships or something, like, you know, like they still need that TV money.
They need it, man. They're down bad. All they're trading away all their stars and they're just getting prospects. But enough of baseball. Let's move on to something that you've been excited about for some time. Let's talk about some college football.
And I want to lead off by saying, okay, yes, yes, they lost, but you can't fully talk shit about us, okay? Because... Okay.
No, yeah, I agree.
Okay, I'll just get that out there. Now,
yeah.
Like, man, they're the Big 12 version of Iowa in terms of offense.
Now, I'm gonna ask, right?
What?
Oakland and Houston. I didn't watch the game. Did you watch it?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I was out. I was out all night. I was following the score throughout my phone, catching the highlights and shit throughout the whole game. So yeah, I just didn't watch it on TV.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I just didn't know. I mean,
I knew what was going on as it was going on. I just couldn't watch it.
Right. Yeah. I knew it was a low-scoring game. I just don't know.
And that's why, and that's what made me, you know, like, damn, man, I wish I was in front of this game. Because, I was really, really hoping that they did the unthinkable. And kind of like what Northern Illinois did to Notre Dame. Dude, they sunk. They really disrupted things already. But then again, Notre Dame, they'll probably win a few more games. They'll have a big win. And because they're out of conference, but people will still...
This is this is the thing, right? And tell me if I'm wrong. Notre Dame is independent, right?
Still are, and it pisses me off.
So this year is the top 12 quarter playoffs. However, there's a reserved 5 spots for the Power 5, whoever wins their conference in the Power 5. Even if they're not in a top 12 team, they are reserved a spot if they win their conference.
That's like reserving a reward or a treat for a kid, for a badass kid that don't deserve it, and like you're still gonna give it to him, or like just reward a mediocrity almost. And not to say that they're mediocre, I'm just like, why the special treatment so much? Like I don't get it. I don't get it. And it annoys the hell out of me. But yeah. Yeah, so U of H, good job. You still lost. At least that's probably, I think that's probably the only hard, super hard one at the schedule. Everything else is going to be a toss-up. So 6-6 sounds good. What the fuck, Florida State? Weren't y'all bitching last year about being undefeated and being left out of the playoff? Dude, hey, you know what? Maybe, I don't know, because my prediction has been for the longest that Deion was going to end up in Florida State. Now, one half of that prediction is going to come true. Matter.
Yeah.
And the fact that Norvell may get fired at the end of this year if this shit don't change right away.
Yeah, man, they're in a rough spot right now.
Yeah. Colorado looked bad against Nebraska, correct?
Yeah, no, they didn't look good. When they barely beat, what was it, South Dakota State?
North Dakota.
During their week one?
North Dakota. Don't throw shade on North Dakota State. I still want to see them versus Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, North Dakota State before they, because they used to be, they weren't always like a Division I, right? Or were they?
Wait, who again? North Dakota State?
North Dakota State.
No, they've always, Division I FCS, but you know they win a championship like every year.
Every year. Yeah. Every year. They produce Carson Wentz and Trey Lance. And then they produce another
noun on that.
Center or guard out of that played for like the Bucks or something, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. But no, the team overall is good. They're good. So yeah, I mean Colorado was lucky to escape out of that. But all hype, no results. That's all they are. I mean it's it's unfortunate. But all right. Holy shit, Texas. I mean all right, I guess this is on a record. Isaiah, you know me.
I'm not cutting this out. This
is my God. Isaiah, you know me. You know me too well, and you know how I feel about that ugly-ass orange.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tip my hat. I think if – when do y'all play Alabama?
Oh, man, soon.
Because that's before the Georgia game, right?
No.
Let's see.
I'm looking right now. Look,
I'm not.
Oh, we do not play Alabama.
What?
This year. Nope. We do play Georgia, but not Alabama.
All right, but then y'all beat Georgia. Y'all be number one. Yeah, that's
tickets as low as $434. Get out of here.
some people is going to be coughing it up. If Texas beats Georgia, if you're A&M, do you even bother showing up?
No, that's where you play the guys that want to earn a spot.
That's because the starters are either going transfer portal or sitting out for the draft.
That's where you start your walk-ons. And just try to, show out, try to earn yourself a scholarship out there.
Yeah. Dude, this is the SEC, and this is where I want to go with this, because we're going to have two levels of college football. The SEC is holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What is this? 6 out of the 10 spots, top 10? I mean, and then they got 4 of the first 5, all SEC. This is where we're coming to, and this is what they wanted. It's just going to be a Super League, and then it's going to be everyone else. The Super League is going to be the SEC Big Ten, and then it's going to be everyone else. And the main championship is going to be just for the SEC and Big Ten. And then everyone else is just going to be, you know, the regular bowl games. So it may get to a point to where the only teams you see in the playoff is teams just in the SEC and the Big Ten. Sorry, ACC. Y'all done. Sorry, Big 12. Not enough. Pac-12.
Yeah.
Mountain West, give me a break. So, like, that's where we're going.
Literally, yeah.
That's right. That's where we're going.
It's going to be filled with Big Ten and SEC, and that's it.
That's it. That's it. This is the first time that the SEC has done this since 2019. And, I mean, not 2019. I'm sorry, 2014. Those teams, it's probably going to blow your mind when I read to you this list of four of the first five from 2014 when the SEC was, you know, just going ham.
I think one of them is Tennessee.
You're way wrong.
Damn it.
Number one, I'm about to blow your mind with this shit. Number one, Mississippi State.
Wow.
Number three, Ole Miss.
Wait, it is
that was Prescott that was Dak. Yeah.
That was Dak?
Yeah.
Damn.
Number one, Mississippi State. Number three,
yeah.
Ole Miss. Number four, Alabama. Number five, Auburn. Who was number two?
Shit. Can you tell me their starting quarterback?
That's going to give it away. I'll give you the conference.
Okay. What about colors? Can you tell me their
green
colors? Green?
Yes.
Oregon. Is it Oregon?
I mean, I was hoping you said Baylor first, but yeah.
No, I'm not going to say Baylor. What the hell?
Because I just wanted you to be off and just be a homer since you'll never leave Texas.
No, Oregon.
Yeah, it's Oregon. That is not how the final playoff rankings ended. This was in October when this happened. The final playoff rankings is going to blow your mind. And this was also the first year of the playoff. Number one, Alabama. Number two, stagnant, Oregon. Number three, Florida State. Number four, Ohio State. That was your Ohio State one. That was Zeke Elliott, I believe.
Yeah.
That shit. And Mississippi State finished seventh, and Ole Miss finished ninth. So talk about a drop-off.
Yeah.
So
not as bad as Florida State, but we'll just leave it there.
Come on, man. They don't deserve that. They don't need to get burned like that. Okay, hold on. One more burn.
But
Florida State, just a reminder, y'all lost to freaking Houston in the Peach Bowl. I'm sorry. Y'all got steamrolled by us.
This man is going back to the archives.
All
right. God. Kyle, you know what time it is?
It is time to watch the rest of this game. And it's time to pour up another drink. And it's time to go to sleep.
Wrong. It's quiz time.
Oh, Lord. Come on, man.
And I have a quiz for you. NFL quiz. Now, to celebrate week one, I'm going to quiz you on the NFL week one starting quarterbacks of last year. Now, I'm going to read off the team name, and you have to tell me the starting quarterback. Are the instructions clear?
Okay. Yes, they're clear.
All righty. So, Arizona.
Pass. Because I know it wasn't Murray.
Right. He was hurt. That's right.
Oh, my God.
Atlanta.
Ritter.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah. All right, easy one. Baltimore.
Yeah, that was CJ's coming out. Of course, Lamar was coming out with that first contract. Yeah,
Buffalo.
Come on, man.
All right. Allen. Carolina.
Oh, they look ass today. Oh, man. Thank you for taking Bryce. Thank you.
All right. Oh, that's shit. Right.
Good Lord. All right.
Chicago.
Pass.
Cincinnati.
Shit, he was hurt.
No.
Burrow? I thought Burrow was hurt to start the season.
Yeah. He got hurt, but...
Oh, he started though. Okay.
Yeah, right. Okay. Cleveland.
Yeah, because Massage Boy was suspended. He started last year?
He started.
Because I thought, I know, okay, I thought Brissett started. Because it didn't, wasn't Brissett, Jacoby Brissett on that team last year?
Brissett did start like the second half. Well, and then they midway.
And then they got Joe Flacco.
Flacco. All right. Dallas.
That.
Yep. Denver.
Russell.
Let's ride. Detroit.
Oh, golf. Yeah.
Green Bay.
Love.
Houston.
You already know that answer.
Yep. Indianapolis.
Oh, Richardson started, then he got hurt.
Yep, he did. Jacksonville.
Lawrence, yeah.
Yep. Kansas City.
Pass. I don't want to. I'm not giving them anything.
Los Angeles Chargers.
I think Herbert was hurt, right?
He was hurt later, but he did start. Okay. Los Angeles Rams.
Stafford.
Yep. Las Vegas.
Garoppolo?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Minnesota.
Oh, Cousins.
Yeah, that's right. Miami.
Tua.
New England.
Mac.
Yep. New Orleans.
Derek.
Yeah, that's right. New York Giants.
He Jones. No, he got hurt.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, no, yeah, he did get hurt though. Yeah.
New York Jets, first quarter.
Oh my god, you mean the first three plays.
Practically.
Yeah.
Rodgers, yeah. Philly.
It hurts to see those turnovers.
It does. Pittsburgh.
Small hands.
That's right. Kenny Pickett. Seattle.
Geno.
Mm-hmm. San Fran.
Okay, I'm not going to say the nickname like that, but I'm going to keep it, I'm going to keep it like classy. Purdy.
That's right. Tampa Bay.
Baker.
That's right. Tennessee.
They went to Levis late. Tannehill.
That's right. Washington.
Who the fuck knows?
Sam Howell. Okay. Now, there's one you didn't answer. It was Arizona.
Yeah.
You want to try? Or do you want a hint?
I want to say Colt McCoy, but I may be like way the hell off. Because I know he played for Arizona at some point, but I could be like...
He did play for Arizona, but no, yeah, he did not start.
I don't know, man.
He was... drafted by the Browns, I think. Well, he played for the Browns. He played for the Steelers. And then he kind of went off for the Arizona last year.
I'm still drawing a blank.
Joshua Dobbs.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
But yeah, but every show we'll end it with a small quiz. And we'll take turns. I quizzed you this time. You'll quiz me next time.
So make sure you have one ready.
Of course you are. Of course. Don't do hockey, though. All right? Give me a chance.
Hey, I'll be quizzing myself because I'm still learning. But, yeah, I'm gonna give you some hard-ass questions.
Well, it's been a fun, entertaining episode of the Sports Shots. Thank you all for listening. And we look forward to seeing you in the next one. Laters.